Welcome to the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 25th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trendteller. In today's episode, we'll dive into a variety of intriguing topics from the latest in technology innovations to significant societal issues. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed today in the episode notes. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about a delightful addition to any web developer's toolkit. The GitHub repository, catdad/canvas-confetti, offers a performant confetti animation that can be easily integrated into web projects. Ideal for celebrations or special occasions on your site, this library is accessible via NPM or directly from a CDN. It's designed with inclusivity in mind, featuring an option to disable animations for users who prefer reduced motion. The API is quite flexible, allowing customization of the confetti's particle count, angle, spread, and more. You can even use SVG paths or emojis for custom shapes. For those needing a specific setup, it allows the creation of a custom instance on a designated canvas element. Switching gears to a more serious topic, a controversial pay-to-stay law in Florida has been under scrutiny. This law imposes a daily $50 charge on inmates for their prison stay, a fee that accumulates and can burden individuals long after their release. Critics argue this practice is unconstitutional and places an unfair financial strain on those re-entering society. For instance, Shelby Hoffman owes over $127,000 due to these fees, significantly impacting her life post-incarceration. Despite some states repealing similar laws, Florida remains unchanged, sparking widespread debate about the fairness and legality of such charges. In the realm of privacy-focused technology, Tribler is a standout. This BitTorrent-compatible platform is designed to protect users' privacy and establish a trust-based, resilient system free from banks, advertisers, or government oversight. Originating from Delft University of Technology, Tribler has grown to over 2 million users since its inception in 2005. The platform operates on a token economy, rewarding users for contributions like relaying and seeding, and is continuously evolving with features like decentralized AI and digital identity. Now, let's talk about an ongoing battle in the telecommunications field. David Frankel, founder of ZipDX, has dedicated over a decade to fighting robocalls. Through a semi-automated process known as traceback, Frankel works alongside phone companies to trace these nuisance calls back to their source. Despite regulatory hurdles and the cunning adaptability of scammers, he remains committed to reducing the prevalence of robocalls and enhancing the security of phone communications. On a lighter note, a recent blog post has sparked a conversation about the value of reading. It's not just about retaining every detail, but how the content broadens and shapes our thinking. Drawing on thoughts from thinkers like Dave Rupert and Ralph Waldo Emerson, the post encourages us to appreciate the transformative impact of what we read, much like the lasting influence of a good education. Turning our attention to the tech industry, there's a lively debate about the future of the x86 instruction set architecture. With Intel's new APX proposals aiming to enhance x86 capabilities and AMD's competitive presence, the discussion highlights the importance of innovation and competition in maintaining the relevance and efficiency of this decades-old technology standard. In software development news, Shopify has introduced the AutoTuner gem to optimize Ruby's garbage collector for Rails apps. This tool not only improves response times, but also offers a systematic approach to fine-tuning performance based on real-world traffic and workload metrics. It's a significant development for developers looking to enhance the efficiency of their applications. From the semiconductor industry, TSMC has unveiled its 1.6-nanometer class process technology, A16, set to revolutionize AI and HPC processors with its advanced features like gate all-around nanosheet transistors. This technological leap promises substantial performance and efficiency improvements, marking a significant milestone in semiconductor development. Lastly, for those interested in joining a cutting-edge AI company, Cogram is looking for a customer success engineer. Based in Berlin or remotely, this role involves integrating AI language models with team communications to automate workflows, offering a unique opportunity to work at the forefront of AI application in business environments. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition. We've covered a wide range of topics, from innovative software libraries and controversial laws to advancements in privacy technology and the ongoing battle against robocalls. Don't forget, you can find more details and links to all the stories we discussed in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more updates.